time is 7:15. I'm Howard Feldman. A very good morning. Joining us on the line is JMPD Chief Superintendent Wayne Minnar. Good morning. How are you doing?
Good morning. Good morning. Thank you very much.
So you've just launched the December safety campaign. You know, I was saying to our listeners a little bit earlier, if we look at the number of deaths over this period, and if you had put that, God forbid, in a plane crash, it would be global headlines. Yet somehow we seem to be just as the public, we somehow just accept this horrific, horrific death toll. And well done to the JMPD to doing whatever you can and using whatever is available to you to try and reduce it. What are you trying to do? What is this year's campaign?
Yes, the campaign is focused at addressing particularly unroadworthy vehicles. You know, there are some particularly the transport vehicles that are in poor condition. So the plan is to take action against these vehicles when they get found on the road. And then also to address the issue of reckless driving and drunken driving with the use of the EBAT, that's the evidential breath alcohol test, where a printout is issued by the machine of the alcohol level of the drunken driver, and then that is attached to the docket, which is presented to court so that the court can see what the alcohol level was on the breath of the drunken driver at the time of the arrest. And then also using what we call the number plate recognition system. A system that is linked to the databases for criminals who are wanted, or the database for stolen vehicles or hijacked vehicles, and so that officers know what or how to act when they stop the vehicle if the vehicle is being linked to crime or a firearm or that kind of offense. Then we're also going to be having a visible policing, particularly on the busy routes like the N1, which gets used to go to Limpopo, the N3 towards KZN, N1 South towards Free State, N12 to Northwest and Northern Cape, and also the N4, which goes to Mpumalanga. So those are the roads that we need to be focused.
So it's a multifaceted approach. You're using the old-fashioned, almost visible policing. You're using technology with these printouts, with the new breathalyzer tests, number plate recognition, you're just going to try and reduce the death, obviously, on the roads. Obviously, the other problem that we've had, and I'm not sure if there's anything that you can do about it, is that the high number of deaths have also been pedestrian-related. Is there any way to try and reduce those numbers?
Yes. The plan is to have campaigns, which we have already started around malls, in all of the areas, and places of entertainment to highlight the importance of road safety. You see, the difficult part is, especially in the townships, where people going to taverns, and then they walk home late at night after having consumed alcohol. Now, when a person has consumed alcohol, the perception of distance and speed and judgment is checked, and that's when we have fatalities, when people cross over busy roads and sometimes even freeways as a shortcut to get to their place or to their abode or where they stay. So it's a very big challenge that we're having. But we really trying our best and trying to spread the word as much as possible that if you are going to walk home late at night, try not to do so after having consumed alcohol.
Right, right, because then judgment, of course, is a lot worse. And, yeah, absolutely. Superintendent, I am going to have to leave it here because the line is apparently quite a bad one, and we're getting lots of messages, from listeners saying that they can't hear. So the next time we speak to you, I'm going to try and do it from a different line. That's Superintendent Wayne Minnar speaking to us, from the JMPD.